Hey guys, hope all is well. I haven't recorded a podcast in a week or so. Again, I talk about this a lot, but I do the podcast impromptu, right? I do the podcast when I have an idea, something that's going through my head, and I do this as a way to express my thoughts. I think I've said this several times. I don't want to seem like a broken record. One thing that I am doing is I'm trying to expand the ways I express myself. So I'm trying to do more videos. I'm trying to think about new ideas. But again, this is a way to express myself. And, you know, I think when I have a tough day or I'm going through something, knowing that I have this outlet to go to speak, really gives me calmness, because it allows me to know that I'll be able to get that stuff out and that the next day is going to be a good day. I have a rule, and it's funny, my parents told me this as a kid: never go to sleep upset. Like if I fought with my sister, or I fought with my friends, or I fought with my parents, or my parents had a fight, they would always say, don't go to sleep upset. And the reason is because the next day you wake up and you're okay. Deal with the problem now. Don't go to sleep upset. Don't let problems linger on. For me, I'm very proud of myself, and I'm proud of the environment that I was brought up in, that I don't have problems with people or situations long term. Right, some things annoy me in certain ways, and some things, you know, it takes me a long time to kind of calm down about, you know, really big things, right? Like a relationship or something not going right, or someone, you know, getting sick or something like that. Those kind of things, you know, makes me upset and sad for a long time. But there's a lot of things in life that could make me upset and could make me mad, but I try not to dwell on it. And when I see myself dwell on it, I think I'm much more negative, and I feel like my life is not in tandem. I feel like there's not a good flow, right? So that's why it's so important to find positivity throughout the day and throughout your life as much as possible, because that allows you to have flow and allows you to do greater things, right? If you have a negative attitude from a negative situation, most likely the next situations that are going to come up in your life are going to be negative, because you're putting that energy out, right? So whatever you put out, you're going to get back in eventually. And I solidly believe that, because people can sense it. The universe can sense it, and I think it's so important to, you know, force yourself in moments of despair and anger to find something that makes you happy, right? And that could be, you know, food, that could be friends, that could be traveling, right? And I'm not telling you to, like, use that as a form of happiness, but I'm telling you that it's okay to, you know, if you had a hard day, to go have some watermelon or go have a drink, right? Just, like, but moderate, right? Be moderate about what you do. Don't let those things kind of be substitutes, right? If it's a long-term issue that you're upset about, figure out ways to deal with it. But this podcast episode is about dealing with situations when they don't go your way, right? I'm not going to go into specifics, but I at work, something didn't really go my way. It wasn't a big deal. It isn't a big deal. It's just a little bit annoying. And it's been annoying me for a while, and I thought I would just want to talk about it and get my thoughts out. But the funny thing is, everyone around me says, like, it is what it is. It's annoying, something didn't go your way exactly, but, you know, something else is probably going to go your way eventually, right? You have a bad day, the next day is going to be better, right? And the thing is, like, one thing that I think is so important to realize is that you're never always going to have great days, right? You can have a great attitude every day, but you're never always going to have great days with great outcomes. And I think that's the way we should be looking at it. Not necessarily that we're going to have great days every day, but we're going to have the best attitude we can every single day, right? That's in our control. So I think that's something, and that's what I'm really honing in on perspective and controlling your perspective. I really want to hone in on that idea. I've recently come across it, and, you know, I don't think it's a new idea, right? Perspective is definitely not a new idea, right? Mindset, mindfulness, but I think looking at your perspective and choosing your perspective is such an interesting topic. Because we can, right? Unless, you know, unless there's situations where you're mentally unstable and stuff like that, most people can control their perspective, whatever the situation is, even the most difficult situations, right? So in these situations, when things don't go my way, what I started doing was I start sitting down with myself and I start reflecting. I start reflecting on, okay, this is what I can control. This is what I can't control, right? I can control my actions. I can control my reactions. But I can't necessarily control the outcome. I can't control the things around me. I can't control other people. I can't control other entities. I can't control nature. That's just how it is, right? we can get a little bit more deep. You know, when someone gets sick, right, nature sometimes makes people sick, right? There's certain things around in nature that kind of pushes people to get sick, and it's awful. It's really sad, but sometimes it happens. But there are certain things you can do to decrease your chances, like living a healthy life, making healthy choices, having a healthy mindset, right? Those things are in your control, right? And this is not the first time I spoke about this in the podcast or in my on my forums, is that you need to stop whatever you're doing and just ask yourself, what is in my control, right? And I could tell you that every situation you are in your life where it's something is involved other than yourself, you need to do this. It could be relationships, it could be dating, it could be work, it could be health, it could be anything. You need to ask yourself, what is truly in your control? And time is something that I've come across a lot, is what do we truly control in time? And you know, a lot of us work long hours and we don't control the time. We're working for someone else, and that's fine. It's part of life. I do it as well, and I'm not telling you not to do it. But the thing is, you need to realize that you also need to own your time, and you need to control certain things in your life. Otherwise, you're never going to live a controllable life, and you're never honestly going to live a fulfilling life, because I think a fulfilling life is a life where you do have control of your life, and you do decide what you can do and what you can't do to a degree, right? There's sometimes choices that you can't really decide and things like that, and you need to make compromises, but overall, you want to be able to make choices. So that's probably really the podcast here. That's my solution to dealing with situations that don't go your way. Ask yourself, in all honesty, and be hard on yourself, what was really in your control? And 90% of the time, even 99% of the time, a lot of the stuff are not in your control, and you need to accept that. You don't need to only accept that, but you also need to embrace that. You need to embrace the fact that this is how it is, and it kind of sucks, but what can we take from this, right? What can we learn from this? What can we do to benefit from this? So for me, you know, I think for me, this is a test. This is a way to make me stronger, right? I've put effort into it, and it didn't work, and things didn't go my way, and I need to accept that, and I need to accept that this is going to make me stronger, because it's going to make me more resilient, and it's also going to make me closer to people maybe who are helping me get there and realize that I'm upset and kind of making it work for me in the long run, right? You want to look at the long run. You don't want to look at the short run. In the short run, sometimes things are difficult, right? Again, I'll go back to, you know, health or fitness and stuff like that. You know, let's say you have a heart attack. Let's say you're old, you're overweight, and you have a heart attack. I'd argue that if you survive, it's probably actually a benefit that you had that heart attack. And I'm not saying it's okay to have a heart attack, but what I'm trying to say is that should be a eye-opener to take care of your health and to live a long life. So, for example, I'm sure there are studies out there where a six-year-old has a heart attack, living an unhealthy life. He gets a wake-up call with his heart attack. He ends up in hospital. And afterwards, he changes his lifestyle. He changes his health, whatnot. And he lives another 30 years, 20 years, whatnot, to 80, 90, whatever. And it's correlated. It's not, there's correlation, but it's not causality, is that this heart attack, which was destructive in the moment, long-term made something really beneficial, which was a lifestyle change. Sometimes we need to be knocked in the head, right? The saying goes, you don't know how to take a punch until you get hit in the face, right? You don't know what to do until you get hit in the face, right? And I think that if we have those little moments where we do get hit in the face, right? Obviously not you don't want a really disruptive thing, but a little thing, right? Little mistakes here and there, those make you stronger, right? Because you're not going to probably make the same mistake. You're probably going to make changes. And I think there's a lot of power to that. So when things don't go your way, accept the fact that maybe you weren't doing the right things. Maybe something you did was wrong. And maybe this was actually an eye-opener for you to do something that was right. So, you know, it's the way you look at it. And that's why I'm really honing on the idea of perspective, is that it's your perspective. It's your perspective. And it's really easy to kind of... it's kind of easy to just say, okay, like, this is what it is, this all sucks and stuff like that. But it's very hard to take a step back and say, okay, what is in my control? What can I benefit from this? And let go, right? And those things really do help. And I could tell you from personal experience that while it's hard to do and it's something that you need to progress in, it helps. right? Even if you do one step every single day or every single situation. So just ask yourself, again, going back to the philosophy of thinking slow, not thinking fast, right? Like taking your time to really understand the whole situation, understand the struggle. Those will help you in the long run. So take a deep breath, meditate, whatever you do to decompress, and just know that whatever is not going your way, and I'm talking to myself as well, it's not going your way, it's part of life. And if you look at the bigger picture, most likely you're going to be fine, because you can look back in your life and you can look at all the good times and say to yourself, okay, I was the same person then. I may be even better now, and I've gone this far and things have gone my way. Why can't it continue to go my way? Right. So when I'm looking at things, something that doesn't go well in work, I'm looking at all the moments that did go well, and I'm saying to myself, I've learned more than that situation when I was in that situation. So shouldn't I be able to do even more? And that's the truth. That's the truth. Life is a roller coaster, right? There's ups and downs, ups and downs. But, you know, we get better and better and better. And the ups are get better and better and better. Yes, sometimes the lows get lower. But I'd argue that if you really take in life as a journey, those ups get bigger than those drops. So just continue to make those ups more and more and more higher. And life can be amazing. So, yeah.